Hey y'all, popping in to let you know that we are working on some exciting stuff behind the scenes, including a brand new mini-series, which you'll get to hear more about really soon. In the meantime, I want to introduce you to a new show I love called The Bardic Hearth. In it, we follow Ren, an immortal barkeep and champion for the goddess of death and fate, who guard the Wishing Well, listening to the stories of those who come seeking its magic and only letting the worthy pass. Each episode, we hear about the plight of a new traveler while learning more about Ren, the goddess Mortain, and the conspiracy unfolding within the realm of the gods. The acting is great, the production is fantastic, and each episode comes with an original song. If you're a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, this is a must listen. Episodes drop monthly, and all relevant links are in the show notes below. For now, here's episode 1, The Plague Doctor.
Evening.
What is this place?
It's a tavern.
Yeah, I gathered that. What is it doing here?
Are you questioning my business acumen for opening a tavern in the middle of a cursed forest?
I mean, yeah, a little.
Okay, fair. But let me ask you this. Where do you think people would most be in need of a tavern? In a thriving metropolis? Or deep in the Manglewood?
The Manglewood, I suppose.
See? You should come inside. Take a seat by the fire. You look like you've seen better days. You coming? The tavern only eats evil people.
Gods, if I just survived getting chased by a man-eating spider only to get murdered by a tavern keeper, you have a hell of a sense of humor.
Welcome to the Bardic Hearth. I apologize in advance for the limited menu. You'd be surprised how difficult it is to convince suppliers to deliver out here. What's your poison? Tea? Mead? Something stronger?
Tea is fine. Thanks.
Hibiscus or ginger?
Hibiscus.
Coming right up. Why don't you set your gear down over there and sit down for a spell? I understand your trepidation. It's a dangerous road that leads to my tavern, but you are safe here. I won't hurt you. I won't steal from you. But I will make you a cup of hibiscus tea while you rest your feet by the hearth. Take your time.
I don't understand. I've read everything there is to read about the Manglewood. Scoured first-hand accounts. I even tracked down a survivor to get his story. I've never heard anything about the forest suddenly turning green and healthy or a tavern on the side of the road.
Who did you speak to?
I'm sorry?
You said you interviewed a survivor. What was their name?
Alton Threefinger.
You spoke to Alton? Gods, I remember him. Sounds like he's lost a few digits since I saw him last. How is he? It isn't often I get updates on past customers.
Wait, hold on. There's a lot to unpack there.
Mm-hmm.
Alton Threefinger went to the Wishing Well 50 years ago.
52, actually. I keep count.
You're telling me you were here when Alton was 52 years ago.
I'm older than I look.
He never mentioned you in a story. A tavern on the road to the Wishing Well sounds like a pretty big detail to leave out.
It isn't his fault he's forgotten me, just as it won't be your fault when you forget me too. That's the way of this place. As soon as you take to that road again, any memory of me or my tavern will be gone.
That sounds lonely.
I get by. Honey in the tea?
No, thank you. I don't really have anything to pay you with.
Sure you do.
I really don't.
Have you seen any shops nearby? I don't deal in coin. The tea only costs a name. So?
What in the hell?
I should mention that my tavern does enforce a single rule. It does not suffer lies. If you are to speak, speak the truth. It isn't as though I have anyone to tell.
My name is Morel. Like the mushroom.
It's lovely to meet you, Morel. My name is Wren. Like the bird. People who find themselves at my doorstep usually fall into one of four categories. Powerful, desperate, eccentric, or some combination of the three. So which are you?
Well, I'm certainly not powerful. Some might call me eccentric, but I'm definitely desperate. I'm sure you already know why I'm here.
The same reason anyone ventures into the Manglewood. You have something to ask of the Wishing Well.
And you are... Are you its guardian?
I'm a bard. I collect stories like a child collects rocks. And it turns out that no one has more fascinating stories to tell than the powerful, the desperate, and the eccentric. Tales are the currency I deal in. Anyone who travels this road is welcome to the full extent of my hospitality. All I ask in return is that you tell me your story. So tell me, Morel. What is your wish?
It's a rather long story.
I have so much time.
Are you familiar with a village called Red Oak?
I can't say that I am.
That's because no one is. We're a small rural community on the borders of civilization. Nearest city is 2 days' ride away, so we don't get many visitors. I was the village doctor. The people relied on me for all their medical needs, from scrapes to fevers to surgeries. If you don't mind me saying, I was pretty damn good at my job. I learned from the best, after all. But there are some ailments that catch even the best of us off guard. Here, this should help a bit with the aching.
And the cough? The fever? The boils?
I'm afraid there's not much I can do about those at the moment, but I'm working on it.
Agatha says this is some kind of curse, that the Fae made us sick because they're unhappy with our offerings.
Agatha says a lot of things, but I've still never seen a fairy in these woods. What I have seen are rodents and insects carrying perfectly treatable infectious diseases. Drink.
I don't know, Morel. It's been an entire week and none of us are getting better. I feel like my body's on fire.
Don't scratch, you'll make it worse.
Have you ever seen something like this before?
Similar diseases, yes. But this one in particular, I'm sure it's listed somewhere in my books. I just haven't found it yet.
How come you seem to be handling it better than the rest of us?
My father put me in the habit of taking a preventative tincture every day before he passed. Didn't stop me from getting sick, but it seems to have tempered my symptoms at least.
Your old man always had a good head on his shoulders. Best doctor Red Oak has ever had. No offense.
None taken. You don't get to be the king's physician without knowing your stuff. I'm grateful he had time to make me half the doctor he was. If he were in my position right now, probably all be recovered already.
You'll figure it out in time, I'm sure. You haven't failed us yet. If you can't, I'm sure we can find a suitable human sacrifice for the fairies.
Go home. Get some rest.
You got it, Doc.
I'll see you now, Polly. Any progression since I last saw you? Any new symptoms?
No, but the old ones have gotten worse. The weakness is spread to my legs. I can hardly walk. Last night, I started coughing up.
So your wish is to cure your village of this mysterious illness? That's a noble pursuit, but aren't there easier ways to treat these things?
No. No, the illness was only the beginning. The real trouble came with the arrival of a stranger in town. A week after the illness began to spread, I was up late poring over anything I had on pathology when I heard a knock at my door. Gods, this late? Yes? Oh, hello.
Good evening, miss. I was informed that this was the abode of the local apothecary. Might that be yourself?
It is. My name is Morel.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Morel. I am Dr. Alcroft, certified by the Academy of Noble Physicians. Might I come in?
Sure. I wasn't aware anyone still wore those masks. Is there another plague I wasn't made aware of, or do you just really like birds?
The mask is purely for aesthetic purposes. I suffered an unfortunate accident as a child involving some rather potent acid. I assure you, as unsettling as my mask may seem, my natural visage is even more so. You would be hard-pressed to find another mask which people associate with our craft.
Fair enough. We don't get many visitors here in Red Oak, let alone court physicians. What are you doing all the way out here?
Well, I had heard that there was quite the abundance of arcane flora in the woods surrounding your village, so I thought to come make a study of them myself. Arcane remedies are my speciality, you see. Though, upon my arrival, I was rather unpleasantly surprised to find that the inhabitants have all been suffering from the same vexing illness.
Vexing certainly is the word for it. I can't find any recorded instances of a disease with these symptoms. Neither can I figure out what might have caused it to begin with. None of us have reported recent encounters with a feral animal or any unusual bats, and we haven't had a visitor in town for months who could have been a carrier. None of my remedies have made a dent in anyone's symptoms. If anything, people have been getting worse over time. I'm at a loss.
That is actually what I came to speak with you about. I've encountered this disease before.
You have?
Oh, yes. It is unsurprising that you have not heard of it, as it is rather new. An ailment of unknown arcane origins. We at the Academy have taken to calling it the sleeping sickness, both because the pathogen can lay dormant in the population for many months at a time while it multiplies and spreads, and because the final stage of the illness involves a sudden and deep slumber. After a patient's been asleep for 24 hours, I'm afraid the disease is unfailingly fatal.
None of my patients have fallen into any such slumber.
It occurs on the 8th day of the symptoms, like clockwork. How many days since it began?
7.
I see. Then we do not have much time.
Shit. The cure?
Not one that can be made with herbs alone, I'm afraid. Magical illnesses do require magical remedies.
An elixir?
Indeed.
So you've come to tell me that my people are doomed, then?
Not necessarily.
Enchanters charge a king's ransom for elixirs. The whole village probably doesn't have enough money to buy more than a few doses. And even if we did, the nearest city is 2 days away.
Ah, but Providence has brought you me.
What is that?
The elixir for the sleeping sickness. I had some made before I departed from the Academy, in case I encountered it on my travels. I am a professor of arcane medicines, you see. As I said, elixirs are my speciality. Here, I have 2 doses and the supplies to make more on my wagon. Under these circumstances, I would be willing to sell them to you at a considerable discount, omitting the enchantment fee and charging only for the components.
Get out of my home and get out of my village.
I can understand why you would be cautious, Miss Morel. Perhaps if you tried it yourself first.
I know you're kind, Doctor. My father warned me about people like you. You wander the countryside looking for simple village folk to hawk your snake oil to, thinking we're too uneducated to know the difference between a physician and a con man. Don't mistake me for some simple backwater herbalist. Leave me and my people alone.
Miss Morell, I have never been accused of such a thing. Are you certain that you do not wish to revoke your remarks?
Oh, I'm quite certain.
Very well. Good night, Doctor.
My father used to tell me stories about the old plague doctors. People think they wore those beaked masks to keep people at a distance. In reality, the beaks were hollow and packed with a variety of herbs and powders that were once thought to ward off disease. But over time, that crow-like mask became an omen of death. If a plague doctor was sent to your town after someone had fallen ill, you knew it was the plague, and you'd be confined to your home until it had taken half the people you knew and loved. Unfortunately, those masks also provided a convenient disguise for con men. The outer villages wouldn't have known that the crown paid and sent the plague doctors themselves, so the boldest of these snake oil salesmen went to places beset with the plague, donned in full protective gear, and charged their desperate, dying patients obscene amounts for their services. Then they'd skip town before any of the locals caught on.
So this Dr. Alcroft, he was somehow inspired by these con men.
That was the conclusion I came to as I drifted to sleep that night. The problem was, I awoke late the next morning to a sound I hadn't heard in days. The sound of children laughing. How? Polly!
Morning, Morell.
What's going on? Did people just suddenly start recovering overnight?
Sort of.
Polly, where are you going with that coin purse?
Oh, please don't be upset, Morell. We know you've been doing the best you can, but a doctor came to town last night, and he knows how to make a cure for the illness. We were gonna wait for your advice before we bought any, but Titus wasn't waking up this morning, and we didn't know what to do until Dr. Alcroft came in with that glowing medicine of his. As soon as Titus drank it, he was fine.
How much is he charging per dose?
Well, we know it's a lot, and we know you don't like when folks charge for medicine, but we're all chipping in to make sure everyone can get some. If it means none of us will die, it's a storm we can weather.
How much, Polly?
A silver piece?
That's it?
What do you mean, that's it? That's half of what I put in my rainy day jar this year. I'm gonna have to pay him in coppers, though.
But for an elixir, never mind. Where is he?
The doctor? I was just on my way to see him. He's set up at the inn.
Morell! Wait! Morell!
And what was your name again?
Yaris.
It will taste bitter going down, Yaris. But I assure you, it is better than the alternative. Drink up.
I feel bitter. Like I was never sick to begin with.
What's going on here?
Miss Morell. I was wondering when you would come out of your hovel. Would you like to join me? I could use another experienced hand. Alchemical equipment can be a lot to juggle on one's own.
Can I speak to you alone, Doctor?
I cannot think of anything you might say to me that you would not wish for your fellows to hear. Speak freely.
One silver piece. You're charging one silver piece for an elixir?
You think the price so extravagant?
On the contrary, in all my days, I have never seen an elixir being sold for less than 20 gold pieces, and the components would never be worth less than 5. If you or your elixir were what they claim, you'd be charging 50 times what you are, and that's being generous.
With all due respect, Miss Morell, are you an expert on elixirs?
No, but...
And Where is your doctoral certification?
I have none.
Right. So you, like most rural doctors, not to diminish your value, have learned merely from folk wisdom and the odd book.
I learned from my father, who served as court physician to the king himself before deciding that his talents were better spent on the common folk than the wealthy.
I see. It must have been many decades now since your father studied at the academy, then. It is difficult to keep up with the latest discussions and research when one lives so far from the centers of intellect.
So you consider us to be on the borders of intellect? Because we're a simple village with simple ways, you believe us to have simple minds, is that it? I travel to the city every month specifically to keep up with the times, to discuss the latest research with fellow apothecaries and physicians. I have consulted on academic papers, I have discovered new species of arcane flora, and I have kept the people of Red Oak vital and healthy for nearly a decade.
To take an occasional dip in the pond is different than to dwell in it, Miss Morrell. I do not say this to place any fault on you, but you simply cannot know these things unless you have made it your life, as I have. I profess at the Academy on the subject of elixirs and enchanted medicines. Many strides have been made regarding their production since your father's time, and I am sorry that you have not been made aware of them.
You and I both know that ain't true. What kind of game are you playing here?
The only game I'm playing is the one where I save the lives of the poor people you have so far failed to treat. The proof is in the results, Miss Morrell. Look at Mr. Yaris here, fit as a fiddle as soon as he imbibed my elixir. Four others so far have been similarly healed. Would you deprive the rest of them, sir?
I would deprive them of being fooled by whatever convoluted scheme you're trying to pull.
Morrell, please. You've done enough.
Titus, something ain't right about this man. Can't you feel it? I don't know how he managed to cure y'all, but he's lying straight through his teeth. Why would he lie about this remedy of his if he didn't have some other motive?
I almost died today, Morrell. I wasn't waking up this morning until Dr. Alcroft saved me, and if he hadn't been here, I'd have been gone come tomorrow. I don't want anyone else to have to knock on death's door like I did.
They won't. Will none of you listen to me? How long have I been your healer? How many of your babies have I delivered? Phyllis, when you were down with the pale fever that took your mother, who was it that tended to you? Agatha, when your grandson got bit by a deadly snake, who was it that made the antivenom? Am I not the one who's mended all your broken bones? Y'all trusted me then, why don't you trust me now?
Tell me, Miss Morrell, if you mistrust my expertise, then what is your solution to this illness?
I don't know yet, but it ain't whatever that is.
There are people here who will die within the next 2 days if they are not healed. Are you confident that you can find your own cure in that time?
I've never even heard of the sleeping sickness. Magical pathogens don't just pop up overnight, let alone spread to places like Red Oak. You could be lying about the entire thing.
Is that a risk you're willing to take? It is understandable to be protective over your people, Miss Morrell, but a good healer knows when an issue is beyond her scope. Rest assured that they are in the most capable of hands.
You shut your mouth!
Morrell, stop! We know you've been doing everything you can, and we appreciate everything you've done for us. But it hasn't been working. This is a job for a real doctor.
But I am a real doctor.
Go on home, Morrell.
Damn it. Fucking damn it.
I hate to echo the comments of your peers, but you say the remedy worked. Even if Alcroft was selling them at an oddly steep discount, your people were getting better. Why did you remain so skeptical?
I know. I was fully aware that I sounded like a prideful, stubborn idiot. The logical part of me kept saying to just accept that somehow everything this strange doctor said was the truth, even if it went against everything I'd learned because, well, his methods worked. But I couldn't get over that feeling of wrongness. I knew that man was hiding something. The more I thought about it, the more suspicious I got. He was certainly no doctor, but if he was just a normal con man, why sell the fake elixir for dirt cheap when he could have made so much more off of us? One silver. Little enough that he knew everyone could afford it, but not so little as for the layman to think it was too good to be true. Most folks aren't used to buying medicine that costs more than a few coppers. Sometimes, when a kin in the village was sick, they'd refuse to take the bitter medicine, so I'd mix it with honey and make little candies out of it to trick them. And so I thought, what if he charged so little because there's something else in that so-called elixir he wanted us to take? But I had no way to prove it. So I just put my head down and tried to focus on finding a cure myself.
Morel, you in there?
What do you want, Titus?
Everyone in the village is taking Dr. Alcross' medicine now.
Good for them.
Everyone but you.
Good for me.
Come on, Morel. Of all the things to die over, don't make it this.
I'm not gonna die, Titus.
Guys, what has gotten into you? We're all out here worried sick about you because you're locked up in there coughing and wheezing when the rest of us are breathing clearer than creek water. Let go of your damn pride, Morel.
He ain't who he says he is. I can't tell you how I know, but I know. I don't trust him to be near me, let alone make my medicine.
He's a good man, and we're lucky he was passing through.
You've known him for a day, and you already know his character?
You seem to have branded him as some sort of demon after just as long.
He wears a fucking plague mask, Titus. Nobody wears those anymore except shitty parents trying to scare their children at night.
So he's a little unnerving to look at. To hear him say it, he's sparing us from an even more unnerving sight.
And that makes you trust him more?
Since when are you one to judge a book by its cover?
I'm not. I'm judging it by its contents, and its contents are full of horseshit.
What would your father say if he saw how you acted today?
He'd say, good job, Morel. If only that mask wasn't there so you could punch the lion son of a bitch in the mouth.
I have never heard you swear this much in your life.
Well, I'm fucking tired, Titus. Okay? I've hardly slept in a week because I've been up every night trying to find a cure for this thing, spending every waking moment tending to everyone else's needs while fighting off the sickness myself. And in the end, y'all don't care about a word I have to say. You'd rather trust a stranger you met yesterday than the woman who's kept this place safe from death and disease for 7 years. So forgive me if I decide I want to swear a little.
What would you have had us do, Morel? Just sit around and wait to die while a miracle cure sat right in front of us? Maybe you're content to do that, but not us. You know what? The only one who can make you realize what a fool you're being is yourself. I'm leaving a dose outside your door. I suggest you seriously consider taking it.
What? You got more to say to me, Titus?
It's Polly.
Hi, Polly. How are you feeling?
Good. Great, actually. Dr. Alcroft says we shouldn't get too near you. Says we risk reinfection.
Of course he did.
We all love you, Morel.
I know.
Please don't die.
I won't.
Good. I'll check on you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Stay open, eyes. Don't let it be Rhett. The sleep came for me just like Alcroft said it would. I remember my last thoughts as I fell asleep being, this is it. I'm gonna die because I was too stubborn to take my medicine. An ironic death for a doctor.
And yet, here you are.
Here I am. From what I've been able to gather since, I was asleep for 24 hours. But then I woke up. Exhausted, dehydrated, and starving, but not sick. My fever was gone, my throat was sore, but I wasn't coughing. At first, I thought maybe someone came in and fed me Alcroft's elixir like he did to Titus, but my door was still locked. After all of that, the sickness just went away.
Your people just left you in there for 24 hours thinking you would die?
They would have checked on me if they could have. But it was too late by the time I woke up.
What do you mean?
He turned them all to stone, Ren. Polly? What happened to you, Polly? Titus? Agatha? Anyone?
That is unfortunate. I was hoping you wouldn't wake until I'd left.
What have you done to them, you son of a bitch?
Aren't they beautiful? There's a plant called ache root. It comes from the east, not very well known around these parts. It only grows in a very particular climate. When powdered and administered orally, it causes one to become violently ill for 8 days before falling into a deep sleep, after which they awake, recovered. The substance is rarely fatal, but try telling that to the afflicted and they're unlikely to believe you. In the land it comes from, they have a name for it that means the root of false death. Hypothetically, if one were to contaminate a community's water supply with such a substance in the night, it would appear as though a violent and incurable disease had blown through the populace. The tragedy is that while ache root is not often deadly, it does have an immediate and effective cure. It works so quickly, in fact, one might call it a miracle. Quite inexpensive to make as well. Combine that with a bit of glow powder and basilisk venom, and you have a convincing simulacrum of an elixir. People will trust anyone who claims to have a cure when they think that they're on their deathbed. My job would be much simpler if I could simply drop the basilisk venom in the water supply, but then it would become too diluted to take effect. Hence, the theatrics. I have to commend you, Miss Morell. In all of the backwater villages I've run this game on, you are the first to have even begun to catch on. I did not expect to find such perspicacity in a place like this. Well done.
All of this? Just for a bit of coin and some trinkets you can pawn off? We hardly have anything to take.
Only fools rob treasuries and noblemen. Do so, and you will have a dozen of the best bounty hunters on your tail, faster than you can blink. Places like this, though. Hardly anyone will even know you're here, let alone care about your absence. The wise thief knows it is safer to choose a number of small targets than one large one.
Turn him back?
I'm afraid I cannot do that. But there are those who can, with a little restorative magic. I suggest you seek them out.
You ain't gonna kill me?
Please, Miss Morell, I'm not a savage. A gentleman thief does not leave bodies in his way.
How the fuck is this any better?
Like I said, they can still be turned back. And how gracious of me to leave you free to see to their recovery. If this weren't my final job, I likely would have had to do something about you, but by the time you're recovered enough to catch up to me, I will be far beyond your reach. New name, new face, new life. I should thank you. I don't need to feel guilty now, knowing I've left someone behind to look after them all.
I swear to all the gods in Celestia, I'm gonna kill you. As soon as I brought my people back, I'm gonna hunt you down, you crow-faced bastard!
Good luck with that, Doctor.
I'll find you, Alcroft. I swear I'll find you, you piece of shit! That was a year ago. It took me days to recover my strength enough to drag all the villagers indoors and out of the elements. After he told me we weren't his first victims, I had to go looking for the other villages he'd passed through. So I wandered around the neighboring farmlands and forests till I found him. There were four that I could find. He left almost 300 people petrified, and I couldn't find any evidence that they'd even been found before me. Our small villages always go unnoticed. Some of the statues had fallen over and split in half, making recovery impossible. I got as many of them to shelter as I could before setting out to search for a cleric or some other arcane healer to help me bring them all back. Turns out, clerics are few and far between. And the ones I did find wouldn't lend their aid because I couldn't afford it. Said it would take too long to turn every single one of them back, that it would consume too many resources. Even if I made a decent wage, it would take a lifetime to afford all the components and materials required to make the spell work. I tried to petition the crown, but my request was denied. Said there were more important matters to be dealt with.
I'm sorry, Morel. That's horrible.
I couldn't give up, though. I swore my life to protecting my people, and now I felt a responsibility toward all of Alcroft's victims. Right when I was at my most desperate, I heard about the Wishing Well. They said the goddess of death and fate had a well in the middle of this cursed forest, that anyone who reached it would be able to use her power to alter fate itself. I could undo what was done to my people, bring back everyone Alcroft had damned. Stronger people than me had made the journey and died, but that didn't matter, because it was the only thing left to try. I don't know how to use a sword. I'm awful with a bow, and I don't got a lick of magic in me. But what I do know is how to make potions. Ones that make you stronger, make you faster. Ones that can ward off the creatures that prowl these woods. Honestly, I thought I was dead the moment I stepped foot on this road, but, well, I've made it this far, at least.
Many who come here seeking to alter fate do so in pursuit of wealth and fame. Power. If you managed to reach the well, would you not be tempted to forget your people and wish for something else?
How could I? It's my fault they got turned to stone. I've got to make it right no matter what it costs me.
You blame yourself for what happened to your people.
Of course I do. I should have chased Alcroft out of town that first night when I knew he was up to something. I should have known to test the water supply or to think it might have been poison instead of disease.
You were ill and sleep-deprived. You couldn't have been expected to think of every possibility, let alone read his mind.
You think that matters when all your friends and family are looking at you through stony eyes, knowing you could have done something about it? I don't even know if they're conscious. Did they watch me drag them inside a year ago and then just disappear? What if they think I've gone and abandoned them? Are they in pain? Do they feel cold? They all trusted me to take care of them, and now they're collecting dust in a ghost town that used to be so full of life.
I won't tell you not to feel your guilt, no matter how misplaced I believe it is. Once the heart convinces you that you've wronged someone, no amount of reasoning will make that feeling go away. You'll never not be sorry that you didn't act differently or stop regretting your mistakes, but grab your stuff. Come with me.
Where are we going?
Come.
Are you sending me back into the Manglewood? I'm not sure I'm ready to face those monsters again.
Don't worry. Your journey's almost over.
It is?
It won't do you any good to hear from my lips that you have nothing to feel guilty about. You just forget I said it anyway. So go hear it from your people. This is the real path to the Wishing Well. It's safe to travel. The beasts won't bother you anymore. As soon as you've made your wish, the woods will part again to show you the way out.
I don't understand.
Mortaine might be the goddess of death and fate, but she believes that fate is meant to be malleable in certain circumstances. She has more important things to do than watch over a well in the forest, so she appointed an arbiter. Some gods have champions who fight battles and rule kingdoms. Mortaine has a tavern keeper in the woods.
I really made it?
You did.
Gods, I actually thought I was gonna die here. Am I really gonna forget about this place? About you?
That's the way of things. If it makes you feel any better, I remember every single person who stops by my tavern. You may not remember me, but I'll be here thinking about you as you make your journey home to Red Oak a hero.
Come on, fair's fair. I told you my story, so you owe me one too. How does someone end up running a tavern for the goddess of death?
I can't really tell you.
I just told you my life story, and you can't give me anything? According to you, I won't remember anyhow.
Believe me, I'm an open book. It's just that this particular book is missing a number of its pages.
You don't remember?
It comes with the job.
Do you ever wish you did?
Your people are waiting for you. Don't keep them too long.
All right. Thank you, Ren.
Go on home, Morel. Did you hear all of that?
I was preoccupied. Judge called for a council of the gods, and his summons is not to be ignored.
That's a shame. It was a fascinating story.
I can sense her. She approaches the well. I see you deemed her wish to be worthy.
If ever there was a worthy request, it was hers.
Then I trust that it is. I did choose you for your high standards. Still, I would like to hear her story.
I'll tell it to you. But first, you can see how people will die, right?
Most people. To differing extents. Why?
There's a man named Dr. Alcroft. Well, that's probably not his real name, but it's a name he went by. Is that enough?
Yes. It is foggy, but I see it. In 3 years' time, someone will slip a vial of basilisk venom into his drink.
I couldn't have written a better ending myself. I've just come up with a new song. Would you like to hear it?
You know how I like to hear you sing.
I do. Oh, this ballad is a bit of a dark one.
Said the immortal bard to the goddess of death.
Plague, Doctor Strange, Doctor, what brings you all this way? Doctor, what did they take? Doctor, what is it that you gave them? Doctor, plague, Doctor, fake, Doctor, shame you came all this way. Doctor, make no mistake. Doctor, one day I'll dig your grave.
If you would like to listen to the full song inspired by this episode, you can find it by searching Plague Doctor by Chase Noseworthy wherever you get your music. Ren and Titus were played by Chase Noseworthy. Morel and Mortaine were played by Rochelle Ibarra. Dr. Alcroft and Yaris were played by Troy Allen. Polly was played by Lily Ferfaro. This episode was written and produced by Chase Noseworthy.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. this labyrinthine crypt filled with monsters, traps, and treasure seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979. Included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.